I will delay our beloved listeners no longer. Wayne, hey, what have you got for us this week?
I'll start off with a show that Better Call Saul, which I would say is the greatest show on TV at the moment, might like to make that claim. Now, this is on Stan. Season 5 is just finished. 10 episodes in this season 5. Now, people might realise this is a prequel to the great Breaking Bad, which is a masterful show, one of the most highly acclaimed shows ever. Ran for 6 seasons. And then Better Call Saul was known as a prequel. And this focuses on Saul Goodman, who actually was Jimmy McGill as we start the series of Better Call Saul. But he morphs into Saul Goodman, who is sort of a lawyer, but he's sort of around the edges. He never really fits into the corporate law area. And it's him trying to make his way through the world. Now, if you've seen Breaking Bad, you know where he sort of ends up. So this is the beginning of his journey. And the thing I love about this show is just the writing and the acting is just absolutely off the charts. It's so careful and expertly written. It's quite a slow-moving show. It doesn't sort of bounce along as much as Breaking Bad, but each scene matters. And you really get the feeling that they care about the characters and their development. And it's just so exquisitely done. And the acting is great. Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul, is also known for a lot of comedic turns, but he's so good in this role. And also special mention to Rhea Seehorn and Jonathan Banks, who are also wonderful. Jonathan Banks also featured heavily in Breaking Bad, so his character is in this show as well. And the episodes 8 and 9 are just amazing. You have your breath holding through all of them, especially episode 8, Bagman, is quite a remarkable episode. So this is a show I just think is, one of the best, if not the best, going out there.
Have you watched all of the previous seasons or have you just come in at season 5?
No, watched them all. As I said, I was a big Breaking Bad fan, so when this sort of started, I was keen. So, yeah, I've watched them from the very beginning. And there was a little bit of a gap between 4 and 5, but now 5 is out there and they'll make one more. So they'll sort of finish the story when they can get back into production. But yeah, I've watched all the episodes. I think each season has 10 in it, but definitely season 5 has 10 episodes.
Right. Okay. Cool. Okay. And that's interesting. You say it's the best thing that's out there at the moment.
I think it definitely is. Just the writing and the acting is so great. And if you read all the critic reviews, it's getting pretty much universal acclaim. It's just one of the landmarks of current TV.
That's awesome. Okay, Better Call Saul on Stan.
Yeah, on Stan, yeah.
Awesome. Number 2, what have we got?
Number 2 is an album. Now, there was a few albums last week that I really enjoyed, but this one seems too timely and important to pass on, and it's RTJ4, which is the 4th album from Run the Jewels. Now, Run the Jewels, Killer Mike, who's been featured quite a lot recently in the news. He's very outspoken on Black Lives Matter. He's a very well-spoken man. And LP, who's a great rapper himself. So they've been existing as Run the Jewels for probably 7 or 8 years. This is their 4th album, and I would say it's their best yet. And it's so timely. It's fierce. It's political. I found it incredibly important. And it really, really hits hard musically as well. There's some really huge beats on this album. And just lyrically, it's really great too. A lot of great people feature on it, even as varied as Mavis Staples, Josh Homme, Zach de la Rocha, 2 Chainz. Sort of this album has it all. And again, like Better Call Saul, it's getting very great critical acclaim. And in these times, I can't think of an album that's... feels more important. I just wanted to read you a very, very short lyric from the album.
Yeah, go for it.
This is from the song Walking in the Snow. It says, "And every day on the evening news, they feed you fear for free. And you, so numb, you watch the cops choke out a man like me. Until my voice goes from a shriek to a whisper, I can't breathe." And when you hear that, it just really hits hard.
Yeah, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, so, and interesting, I thought, wow, this is like, everything that's happened and George Floyd and everything. But obviously, they've written this a little while ago, and this was written after Eric Garner. But you hear it now and you go, wow, this is happening right now. So it just feels so timely. And each song is like a a little firecracker, a bomb of truth. And even if you're not into rap, but if you, I think it's still a great album to listen to. And as I said, just feels important.
Yeah, great. Yeah, RTJ for Run the Jewels. Yes. This is their fourth album.
Fourth album, yeah.
Okay, cool. And just explicit language, like if you've got sensitive ears, maybe don't listen to it, or is it all kind of fits?
Yeah, oh, look, it does. I think it's interesting. I think I listened to it first on Spotify, and the F words and a few N words were bleeped out. Okay. Weren't bleeped out, but then they are. So you can actually listen to a, if you want to.
Okay.
You can actually, they're actually, you can download the album for free. Just go to their website. So people, they've actually just said, look, we're not even, we'll be selling vinyl and CDs later in the year, but if you just want to download it. So you can get an explicit version, or you can listen to it with a few of those. If you're sort of a bit not your thing, yeah. You can listen to it either way.
That's amazing. They're allowing people to download the album for free.
Yes, yeah. They just put it out. It was supposed to be coming out last Friday. They released it a couple of days earlier. And you just go to their website, put your email address in, and they'll email you the copy. But they are releasing vinyl and CD, I think, in September.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just decided we just want people to hear it.
Yeah. Good on them. That is awesome. Yeah, that is awesome. It is. And maybe the price you would have spent on that, you can donate to something else, or you can.
Exactly. Yeah. No, for sure.
Use to support another artist.
Yeah, they've got a lot of stuff on their website to have a look at too.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Very important recommendation this week at number two. What are you going to top number three with then?
I don't know if I can top it, but this is actually, I still think, is very important as well. This is a one-person comedy show on Netflix called Douglas. This is the latest from the from Hannah Gadsby. Now, if you've seen her previous special on Netflix, Nanette, that drew a lot of acclaim. A lot of people loved it. I loved it. And this is sort of the follow-up from her show Douglas, which she toured in the last year. I think she did about 120 shows all up. This one was filmed in LA back in February. And like, as I said, it's like her previous show, it's very candid, very piercing, very revealing. Maybe doesn't hit as hard in the heart. There's a lot of moments like that in the net. But it still is quite revealing. And I just think it's very clever comedy. I think it doesn't take the audience as fools. It doesn't speak down to them. It's very meta in parts. It's just really, really funny. She touches a little bit on her autism, and that's sort of she makes it, she sort of forewarns anything is going to be uncomfortable, but she still goes through with it. But ultimately, it's just very funny as well as revealing. There's some really great sketches, and the best one, I think, is she has one on art history. I won't explain too much, but it's hilarious. So if you're a fan of Hannah Gadsby, I would definitely check out Douglas.
Douglas on Netflix. Yeah, I've heard really good things about it as well. I've heard there's a great segment about puffer fishing, and I'm not going to go into that.
Oh, yes,
but,
there is.
She does a great one about that. It's about an hour, did you say?
Yeah, I think it's an hour and 15.
Perfect.
Yeah, but it flies by, and we watched it on the weekend and loved it.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And then number four.
Number four is a TV show with a difference, quite unique, but I think very, very important to watch, from one of our great Indigenous, or just one of our great filmmakers, Warwick Thornton. The show's called The Beach. Now, this came out, it's all six episodes, about half an hour each, on SBS On Demand. I think it also screened on NITV. So Warwick Thornton, basically, who's a great director, made Samson Delilah, Sweet Country. He sort of, I guess, decamps to the far north coast of WA in the Dampier Peninsula. And it's just him and a little shack right by the water. And basically, I think it's just him getting out of city life. I think he lives in Melbourne, just getting away from everything just to clear his head and give him some space. So it's a very meditative show, very contemplative. There's not much dialogue in it. Occasionally he sort of speaks to the camera, but a lot of it is just him cooking. He takes three chickens there. He's got a lot of prepared food. He's taken up there and cooking curries and that sort of thing. He goes spearfishing, so he's catches some fish to eat. And it's absolutely gorgeously shot. It's actually filmed by his son, Dylan River. Dylan never appears in it. you don't really get the sense that someone is there with him, but obviously someone is filming him. But it's just beautiful to watch, and I found it just very, not the right word is, but it's meditative. I found it very relaxing to watch.
Yeah, it sounds like it's quite calming, or quite kind of just lowering of the intensity of life at the moment.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's why I think he did it personally for him. He needed just to get away and just, you know, to get back to nature. But being such a great filmmaker, it just looks amazing. As I said, his son filmed it, but I guess he would have had influence in how it's to be made and be shot. There's some very funny moments. Warwick Thornton's quite a random personality. He talks to his chickens and everything else. And I just found it a beautiful thing to watch. As I said, you just let it flow over you, and it's just great to see anything that Warwick Thornton's made.
Yeah, I agree. He's a very talented man. I saw Sweet Country, and that was just so impactful.
I loved it, yeah. Great film, yeah.
Okay, so from the top, we've got Better Call Saul, Stan, season 5 out now. Watch it, one of the best things around. Album, RTJ4, Run the Jewels, album number 4. Absolutely worth checking out, given the current climate and what's going on and the messages in there.
Yeah.
Douglas, comedy show from Hannah Gadsby, Netflix.
Yep, very funny, very revealing.
Yeah, perfect. And then Warwick Thornton's The Beach, 6 episodes, SBS On Demand.